That is why I did not pity him, as would seem natural at such a time. Nor did all of us feel the joy we usually experienced whenever we talked about a philosophical topic of such a kind. I felt a strange mixture of both pleasure and pain, knowing that Socrates was about to die. Everyone there shared that feeling, sometimes laughing and sometimes crying, especially Apollodorus. You know the sort of person he is.
Yes, I do.
He was quite overwhelmed. All of us were deeply moved.
Who else was there?
Among the native Athenians were Apollodorus, as I mentioned, and Critobulus, together with his father, Crito. Also Hermogenes, Epigenes, and Aeschines, Antisthenes. Mm. Then there was Tisippus from the deme of Paeania, and Menexenus, and a few others. I think Plato was ill.
Were there any foreign visitors present?
Yes. From Thebes, there was Simmias with Cebes and Phidontes, and from Megara, Euclid and Terpsion.
How about Aristippus and Cleombrotus?
No. Someone said they were in Aegina.
Was there anyone else?
I don't think so.
You mentioned a philosophical conversation. What did you talk about?
I will begin at the beginning and try to report the entire conversation. We were in the habit of meeting early in the morning at the court where the trial had been held. It is not far from the prison. It did not open very early, so we spent the time talking with each other. As soon as the prison doors were open, we went in and generally spent the rest of the day with him. That morning, we had agreed to meet earlier than usual, because when we left the prison the day before, we heard that the sacred ship had arrived from Delos. When we got to the prison at the appointed time, the jailer who had always let us in came out and said to wait until he called us. He said, "They are taking off Socrates' chains and telling him how he will die today." After a while, he returned and told us to go in.